Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hi everyone and welcome to Adulting with Ebony. This week I am joined by one of my favourite people in the world and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Whoa!
I know.
Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to interrupt yet, but whoa!
So that voice was Rebecca Tracy, and she is the head or only honcho at Uncaged Life, where she works with coaches, healers and consultants from all over the world who want to have the freedom of working from anywhere by running their own online business. She helps people get clear on their brand message, create packages that sell and helps them learn what it actually takes to get and keep clients online. Rebecca runs a free online community of over 6,000 solopreneurs. She started her business while living in a van, loves rock climbing and riding her bike around Toronto and rappelling off cliffs with her dog Rhubarb on her back. And you can find out more about her at theuncagedlife.com. Hello.
Hi.
Shall I tell you why you're one of my favorite people?
Yes, please. I was like, that is a tall order.
You did think about, okay, so when about like 4 years ago, I think, when I was really taking my business seriously from the first time, and I was looking around me at this industry of kind of cookie cutter coaches, and everyone felt the same, everything felt the same. And at that point in my journey, I was like, there's no place for me here. There's no place for me here because I need to be like that. And I don't know that I'm strong enough. I don't know that I'm brave enough. I don't know that I'm substantial enough to like hold my own as something slightly different. And then I found the Uncaged Life and I was like, yes, someone else is doing this in the world in their own way, and it's different and interesting and cool and fun and has personality. So that's why.
I will take it.
Good. So I've been starting all of these conversations with, what does adulting mean to you, or what does being an adult mean to you?
I know, that's a really hard question. Super hard question.
I like the tough stuff. Just dive straight in, right?
I know. I'm like, I think it's, to me, it means being responsible for your decisions and your actions.
I think I agree.
There's a lot of other things, but that when I kind of first saw that question, I think that's the first thing that came up. It's like, it doesn't really, to me, it's not about the actions that you're taking, you know, having the job or the house or the kids or any of the adulting things, but more just whatever you are choosing to do, really doing it intentionally and taking ownership of it instead of just kind of letting it be something that happens or something that, you know, you didn't mean to get into, but really choosing it instead of letting it choose you, I guess.
Yeah, I think I really agree with that. I really agree with the idea that it's about conscious choice. And we spent a lot of time on these conversations, like talking about personal power and taking ownership and what that means. Was there a moment in your life, I mean, maybe you haven't done it yet, but I'm pretty sure you have. Was there a moment in your life that you noticed that you were doing that?
I've always done it, but I always still in the back of my mind was like, well, you know, at some point you're going to have to be like other people and like, you'll probably have to get a job and I don't know, you know, maybe you'll have kids. Like I kind of just thought like, oh, you'll eventually do these things. Even though they weren't necessarily what I wanted to do, I just kind of assumed that, well, I guess everyone gets to that point. You know, you can't have fun forever. But it turns out that's a lie. you can have fun forever. So I think it just, as I got older and as I started to see that I didn't want a lot of the other things that a lot of people around me were kind of going for at whatever age I was at, I slowly started to own it more, I think. And it was really, I think, when I hit my early 30s that I was like, okay, this is what, like, this is your life. Now it's time to own it. You know, I felt like in my 20s, no one really took it seriously. I was like, oh, you're still young, whatever. And then the more that I made decisions, the more confident I felt in really owning them. So it was definitely a bit of a process versus one moment.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. And I love the kind of noticing that it happens in, as you kind of go through the end of your 20s and the beginning of your 30s. And there's this kind of, you know, if you believe in astrology and all of that, there's your Saturn return. And if you don't, like, then it just, like, shit gets real and you're supposed to have your life, like, sorted and have some idea about what you want to do with it. And I really like to think about life as chapters rather than this idea that by the time we're 30, we've got to have everything figured out.
Oh God. And now I'm approaching my late 30s and I'll be 37 in well, when this is aired probably. And I have friends who are in their, you know, mid to late 20s, 26, 27, 28. And I'm like, God, you're so young. Like, what are you stressing out about having your life together? Like, you got at least another 10 years. So it's funny that 30 is somehow this age where it's like, it's all supposed to have happened by then. But, you know, looking back on it, it's like, God, not at all.
I think it's kind of like a funneling point, though. There's definitely something that shifts and changes. And
yeah.
For me, it was like the world was chaos and really messy and really scary. I had very little confidence. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I kind of had this idea around money and, like, I guess I need to make some if I'm going to look after myself. But beyond that, I didn't really know very much. And yeah. As I get older, and we're the same age, I was 37 not that long ago. And it's like, I feel like it's just simplifying and stripping back and decluttering my life, getting more confident and embracing my fear more. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, totally. I think I've got a couple of friends who are, you know, in their late 20s, and I keep telling them, like, the 30s have been the best year of my life. And they're like, why? And I'm like, you just don't give a shit anymore. Like, something just switches and you just stop caring. And so you're able to actually make decisions from a place of, you know, what you want instead of what other people might want. And obviously this isn't the same across the board, but I think for a lot of people, that is when this transition that you're talking about tends to happen.
I'm really interested, like, as you were talking, I'm really interested in confidence and the anatomy of confidence, right? Because it's the question and the thing that people come to me with the most often. I don't know about you, but everyone seems to want the secret formula or the secret sauce to confidence. And I kind of feel like actually there are many, many different parts, but one part of it, as you were speaking, I was like, you know what? Part of confidence is just not giving a shit.
Yeah. Oh man, the secrets of confidence. First of all, I don't think I'm the person to teach that, but I do think, you know, from the outside, people might think, you know, I still have bouts of severe lack of confidence now and then with totally, you know, different areas of my life. But one thing that I work with my clients on all the time is just taking action and actually doing something. And very often, you know, I work with business owners exclusively. So very often their lack of confidence is in, like, their ideas and is anyone going to hire them? And is this a dumb idea? Will anyone get it? And the only way to really figure that out is to actually put one foot in front of the other and start getting clients and start telling people your ideas. And the more that you do that, the more that the confidence starts to build. So I imagine in, you know, it's the same in other areas of life. You start kind of doing this thing that you're not sure about. And as you get better at it, and as your mindset about it shifts a little bit, the confidence starts to build. So it's a little bit chicken and egg, right? You kind of have to have at least a touch of confidence to, like, to force yourself to start, and then it builds from there.
Yeah. I was speaking. So I go to the gym quite regularly, and there's a guy who's in his 20s who is someone who I would have thought of as incredibly confident, right? Because he, from my perspective, he looks great. He trains every day. He's really smiley and happy, and he projects confidence to me. And last week he asked me whether he could have a chat with me about business stuff. And he's thinking about going freelance and, like, running a personal training business on his own rather than working at the gym. And he's really scared. And I was like, wow, how are you scared? Like, everyone's going to work with you.
Yeah.
And it's just so interesting how confidence and fear are non-discriminatory, right? They it affects everyone.
Oh my gosh. And in different areas too, like, Just thinking about that, I'm super confident in my business now and what I do and have no problem. When I started, I was quite shy about it and was like, I don't want to tell, like, people with real jobs what I do because this is kind of, like, silly. And, you know, I work at home with no pants on every day. So, like, they're not going to take me seriously. Now I don't give a shit about that. Now I'm super confident and I totally own it. But recently I decided I wanted to start doing aerial silks classes.
Yeah.
And because that sounds fun. And learning a new skill in your late 30s is quite intimidating. And I was going to these drop-in classes at this like circus training school where everyone, I don't know, circus people are like their own breed of people. Like they're just a whole different breed of people. And I just really didn't feel like I fit in. I wasn't good at it. It was kind of cliquey. They all kind of knew each other and, you know, chatted amongst themselves, but not to me. And I stopped going. I felt like a kid in high school who like wasn't getting picked in gym class, and immediately like just felt like, you know, small. And I was like, I need to get out of here. And, you know, I tried to go in with a mindset of like, I am a badass. Like, you know, like so many areas of my life, I'm super confident. Like, you can do this. And I'd get in there and just like cower. And I just stopped. So it's funny that it really is like, you know, this guy at your gym who may be super confident, you know, with his body or his fitness or his health or whatever. And then whole new skill of learning a business. It's just like right down to square one again.
Yeah, absolutely. And it brings me like to this. So one of the things that I know that you talk about a lot, and I definitely do, is community, and just how important it is to have a community of people, of like-minded people, and people who get you, who are there to champion you, support you, and kind of back you up in that way. And it's just like that story in itself is just such a good example of that. If they'd been welcoming, you would
have— Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. And I could have chosen to be confident anyway, right? And I really did. I tried. I could have chosen to go in there and go, who cares? Like, I'm not good at this. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not interested in being in the circus. I just want to do something fun. It's wintertime. It's cold out. There's nothing else to do. But at the end of the day, it didn't feel like my community. And so I ended up, you know, not returning. So it really was a choice at the end of the day for me to go in there feeling confident or not. And in those moments of like, oh, I'm kind of feeling small, I should leave or I should stay, you know, I could have made different decisions, but I didn't. And
look at you being, you know, adult, making choices, staying empowered.
Totally. Cowering and running away and hoping nobody saw me in the first place. But it's fine, and I own that. You know, it's not— if people are like, oh, are you still doing that anymore, I'm like, no, I didn't feel welcome there, like, and I just didn't, and I didn't bother trying, right? So I own that, versus just being like, I don't know, they're all bitches. Like, you know, it's— I totally see my role in how that could have gone differently. Yeah. And I'm choosing to just not, like, to just move on.
Well, and that's the— I guess that's another point, right? About it not being— no drama. Like, it didn't work out, there'll be another thing. It's cool.
Yeah. No, the place where I think this gets dangerous is when we are talking about new business owners, because you put yourself out there, no one responds, you start to cower. If you make that the end of the day for your business, like, you're never going to get anywhere. And so, you know, I didn't have this dream of becoming an aerial silks performer. If I had, I would have stuck through it. But if your dream is to really do this business thing and like get your message out there and help people in whatever way you want to help people, you do need to learn how to continue to commit to the thing that you want, even when it's scary, and even when, you know, the cool group isn't welcoming you, and even when your friends and family don't know what you're doing. You still have to push through that. So learning small ways to do that is super important.
I agree so, so much. It only really dawned on me this year that the idea that I might quit my business— Ooh. —has never crossed my mind. Like, because I've always been self-employed. I've been doing my own thing for money for 20 years because I am totally 100% unemployable. And I guess the perk of that, or the upside, is quitting has never like even crossed my mind, because this is who I am and how I was meant to be in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a friend recently who quit her business. So she shut down her agency. So she's still doing some of the work that she's doing, but a little bit more privately, focusing on some different areas and different passions, and kind of taking stuff on a project basis. But she had a whole full scale agency that she shut down. And I remember being like, you can just do that? Like, could I, like, if I just decided I was done, like, I could just stop doing that's okay, insane.
Okay. Oh, I kind of want to be like, that's different from quitting, because that can't— for me, that comes
totally thing, yes,
right? So yeah, my first career was in the film industry, and I did that for a really long time. Then I ran a company that was like a virtual assistant, personal assistant business, and I did that again for like 4 years, and I hated it. And it was time, like, but I kind of whet my appetite for running a business, and then I kind kind of moved on to this, and this is exactly right for where I am now.
Right. Yeah. So you're absolutely right. So it's not necessarily quitting. It's not necessarily quitting, but coming back to the topic of like adulting, I thought the same thing, and I was like, oh, like if I ever really just got bored of this or just wasn't into it or needed a break, like I could just stop. And I immediately got scared and I was like, what am I going to do? Who's going to hire me? What job would I have? And the truth is there's probably a ton of jobs I could have because I'm super skilled now in marketing and all the things that I do for my clients. But yeah, there was this moment of like feeling like, oh God, I'm going to go back to that, you know, 25-year-old who didn't know what to do with her life. If I ever left this business, that's not an option. And so how do I push through those times when it's hard or when I do feel like maybe I want to stop or any of those things? Or how do I change what I'm doing so that it does fit better? I guess is another question.
I think that's so important for people to hear that even at your level of success and confidence, like as you said yourself, the confidence that you have in your business now is substantial and great, and like you really get it, but that you still have like wobbles of like, I could quit this. What? Yeah. Then? What would happen then?
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone, this whole thing of like, everything should be a hell yes, and you should love your business. I'm like, really? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things about my business that I don't love. And I think that there's a lot of pieces to it that, you know, like I don't love doing my accounting and getting that shit together. And, you know, you can hire most things out now, but there's just, I think that there's, especially when you're starting, this advice of, you know, everything should be a hell yes and feel really good is dangerous, because I know that when I was starting, I didn't hear that advice till later on in my business, but there would have been a whole lot of things I would have been like, oh, well, they said I didn't have to do this. It's not a hell yes. And my business probably wouldn't have gone anywhere, because the reality is when you're starting, there's a ton of stuff that you have to do that is probably not in your zone of genius and not the fun part. And so I find a lot of people get kind of hung up on those roadblocks as they go.
Yeah, I hear that. But I feel about business and any goals really about the same about as I do about like working in the gym or having some other goal that's outside of the business world, right? There's going to be hard work involved, or there's going to be work effort involved. It might not be hard, like some of it will be hard for you and some of it won't, but there's still a process and you have to want the outcome more than the fear of the pain.
Yeah, yep. 100%. And that's what it came down to for me when I was starting, like you said, it was, I was starting my business when I was moving into a van. So I was planning this 8 to 12 month climbing trip with my boyfriend at the time. And I didn't know what was going to happen with my business, but I knew I had to start it and I knew it had to work. Cause I was like, I don't want to get back a year from now and be in the same place and not have a business that's working and have to go back to working at restaurants, working, you know, doing part-time social media stuff that I was doing before. Like that is not going to be my life. And so it wasn't even an option for it to not work. It was more just like, okay, this has to work. So how do I make it work?
Yeah, I feel you. I was in exactly the same position. And yet now recently I've been like really going back to the beginning with a friend and really helping her start a business and do all the things you need to do. And I'm like, wow, I did all of those things. I don't know that I could do them all again. Like, I just don't know that I've got the energy or the, like, yeah. Something about figuring it out that's exciting. And now I'm like, someone else can do it. I'm like, I'm so tired.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I worked harder when I started my business than I ever had. I was working 60-hour weeks. I was not sleeping. I was like, my boyfriend would come over and bring me food. He'd be like, did you like shower in the last week? And I'm like, no. He's like, maybe you should do that. I'm like, no time. Must learn how to code.
I think it's so important for us to share that, because I think sometimes people, there's definitely a thing or a fad or a fashion at the moment that's like, you can, you know, you only have to work 4 hours a week.
Yeah, screw that. Like, screw the hustle. No, man, I hustled.
You can get to that place, but there's like, you have to lay the foundations.
Yeah. And I see it a lot with my clients who are working full-time jobs, right? They're like proper adulting. They have 9-to-5 jobs. They've got kids. Like they're in the adult world and they're trying to build a business on the side. And one of the main questions I get asked from them is like, how do you do it when you have a full-time job? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. That was not my reality. And so of course I have ways for them to, like, I really encourage getting started slowly and kind of building this thing. But the truth is you're going to have two jobs for a while. And that's just how it's going to go. And your expectations need to be low. You need to have very low, slow growth expectations. And I think it's very damaging to see all of this overnight success and like, yeah, I can, you know, you can make six figures in 3 months, no problem. You know, life coaches can do it, everyone can do it. Because when you don't reach that, you think you're a failure. And really, that's the exception to the rule, not the norm.
Oh, yes, yes, all of that.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk for hours about that. But I think the key is just like for those who are like trying to just get through day to day, you know, regular and Monday to Friday jobs and have their kids and like still, you know, maybe be in a partnership and, you know, take care of themselves. It's a lot. Like just all of that is a lot, let alone also building a business. So I don't know, go easy on yourselves, you know, like it's not, if it was super easy, then everyone would do it. And there's a good reason why 80 to 90% of new businesses fail or something like that. And I totally understand why.
Yeah. I hear that. If someone is just, because I know that you have the answer to this, because if someone is in that place of like, because you must get answers all the time of that like place in between where they've got a job and you know that kind of life thing going on and then this side hustle, when people ask you like, when do I jump, because this is a confidence thing too, right?
Yeah,
what's your answer to that?
So my responsible answer is because everyone's different, right? And everyone can tolerate a different level of risk. If you are single and you don't have any dependents, you have no one relying on you for money except yourself and your rent, and you're making the decision consciously, like you get up and quit your job tomorrow and go and figure it out, right? And that's kind of what I did. I started my business without a backup plan. I didn't have money saved. I wasn't necessarily quitting a job, but I was, I didn't have like this huge buffer. I didn't really know what I was doing. And I was totally fine with the risk because I knew, hey, if this doesn't work, I can go pick up part-time work here or here. And I kind of I was resourceful enough to see what those options were. But if you've got kids, you've got a partner, you've got medical bills, you're taking care of your parents, whatever the thing is, if you have like, you know, what most people would call an adult life, it's not always smart to just up and quit because this business thing is not going to happen as fast as you would like it to, no matter how hard you hustle. So I usually recommend, building it slowly on the side until you're making steady enough income that you could reasonably live off of. For I would say like 4 to 6 consistent months in a row. Because often what happens is people have a really great month and be like, oh, I'm so set to quit. And then they quit and they're like, oh, that's not how that happens. It's not always going to be consistent. You need to build to that. So a couple consistent months or a really good buffer of savings to get you through like 6 months to a year of not having to work.
You're such a grown up.
So is that what I did? No. But I like to really set low. Like I said, I'm like 100% about low expectations because I could be like, whatever, just quit. And like, you know, you're just going to have to figure it out harder. You're going to be more motivated. Yeah. What I've seen enough, and I'm sure you've seen in this interview, you know, motivation isn't enough to make it work. It just takes time. And how much time is variable on so many different factors that it would be super irresponsible of me to be like, you know, if you really want it, just quit and hustle. Like, I don't think that's a great idea if you've got mouths to feed.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And yeah, I think when I get asked this question, I find it really uncomfortable for the exact same reason. It's like, I had nothing. I started my business from £25,000 worth of debt and living out of my car. I was completely, you know, I was homeless and relying on other people and so stubborn that it had to fucking work because I was getting out of that mess. And like that pure grit and determination is what got me there. And so really difficult for me to, you know, like you said, give that advice of,
Right. Well, if you'd had kids, did you have kids? Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
Right. Cause I was like, if you'd imagine you'd been in that place and like had kids to feed and get to daycare and, you know, you had a job that was paying you a decent salary, like, you know, would you have quit that job in order to start this?
And the answer to that is always going to be, I have no idea because I've never
been
in that situation, right? And so I can imagine, I can empathize, I can guess, but ultimately, like, I'm not taking responsibility for anybody else's life. And it's, you know, when people ask me those questions, I'm like, dude, stop putting the pressure, like the responsibility on me. It's actually your responsibility to make.
Yeah. And everyone knows their situation best, right? Like I can say you should save some money. And some people are going to be like, whatever. My husband brings in all the money. My job is like a nice bonus income. We don't need it. I'm like, great. then you should quit. Right. Then you should start sooner. But I think it's just a matter of like the longer you wait, the longer it's going to take your business to get off the ground. That's just typically a fact, right? You're not going to have as much time to dedicate to it.
Yeah.
If you have full-time hours to dedicate to it, things will happen faster, but I just get so weary of overnight success stories and people, my clients all the time, I've been hustling for 3 months and it's not working. I'm like, 3 months? Come back in 3 years and tell me when it's not working. Like 3 months is you're just getting your toe dipped in the water here. So
yeah. And that's the same with any new skill, like we were saying earlier.
Totally. Yeah. Like did I get good? Of course there was me. I'm not good at silks. My boyfriend's like, you've been to 3 classes. I'm like, yeah, but I want to look like them. And he's like, well, then you're going to have to probably go for a few years. And I'm like, ah,
nah,
I quit.
Yeah. I hate you. We have just spun through that and it's been so lovely talking. It's been so lovely.
Yeah.
You. I feel like I could talk and talk and talk all day.
I could talk about this stuff all day.
I think I mentioned this to you. What I'd love to do is end with a little confession, because otherwise it's all a bit serious. And I just can't. So I'm really happy to start. But the way we do this is I am an adult, but sometimes I enjoy sulking and I know I shouldn't, and I know I should go and have a proper conversation with someone, but it's much more fun for me to stew and sulk. So.
Okay. I could give you a list of these for days. So I am an adult, but I mostly sit at home with no pants on, the North American pants. So like trousers, scrolling through Facebook and calling it work. And like maybe, 15% of it is work.
Oh, thank you so, so much. If, I think we've said it at the beginning and everything, all the links and stuff will be on the show notes, but if people want to come and find you and hang out, where's the best place for them to go?
Yeah, come hang out. The Facebook group is a great place because there's like 6 or 7 or 8, I don't even know how many now, 1,000 other pantsless folks in there who are also, trying to figure out this adulting, starting a business thing, and of all different levels. So it's a really great place to just meet other, business owners and work from home peeps and kind of that people who are still working full-time jobs and trying to figure out how the hell to do both. So over in the group, it's called the Uncaged Lifers, and you can just find it right on Facebook.
And I can absolutely vouch for it. It's a great place to hang out. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. And if I don't see you on your, or speak to you on your birthday, have a great birthday.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Bye.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.